This week, conservation groups are celebrating Sea Otter Awareness Week with online and in-person events across the state. Historically, the Pacific Rim supported between 150 and 300,000 sea otters, but the population is now estimated at about 106,000. Andrew Johnson with the nonprofit Defenders of Wildlife says 16,000 endangered southern sea otters once roamed the California coast. Now only about 3,000 animals are left, mostly between Santa Barbara and San Francisco.
But they're still struggling. Their numbers are stagnant. They aren't expanding their range north or south and haven't for the last two decades.
Great white sharks are a threat to the sea otter. But Johnson says human activity does more harm, especially the pollutants and agricultural runoff that ends up in the ocean. You can check out the list of sea otter events this week online at defenders.org. Sea otters were all but wiped out from the Northern California waters during the fur trade of the 1800s and 1900s. Johnson says sea otters are a keystone species. Without them, the ecosystem is thrown out of balance. And climate change is warming the ocean, exacerbating the problem.
Over the last 7 or 8 years, with the warming ocean waters, the so-called blob along the West Coast, sea star die-off, urchin overgrowth, overgrazing on kelp, the system along our shoreline in California is in a rough spot.
Conservation groups are hoping to expand a successful program pioneered at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, where biologists rescued abandoned or orphaned sea otter pups, raised them with a surrogate mother, and released them into Elkhorn Slough. In the future, they hope to jumpstart new colonies in Northern California. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our 8 trust indicators for accuracy and transparency at publicnewsservice.org.